بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، my brothers and sisters, a couple of days ago I saw one piece of news on one of the technology portals that I subscribe to, which says that somebody has invented a search engine that can trace every keystroke that you ever made in your life. No matter whether you erase that history or no matter what. Which means that if they deploy that, then every website that you ever browsed, everything that you ever saw on your computer will be available to whoever is operating that piece of software. So they can see that. No matter how far back, no matter what you thought you did with it, it will be available and visible. Now obviously that has tremendous potential for counterintelligence, for security and all kinds of things. But it also has tremendous potential for blackmail. The question the reason I'm saying this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this, that this is exactly what will happen on the Day of Judgment. And there it will not be restricted only to every keystroke you made. It will also include every word you spoke, every action you did. You name it, it is there. Now I want you to just reflect on this. And obviously don't tell me, and I won't tell you. But if the web history, if our web history was to be revealed in public, may Allah protect us from this. If our web history was to be revealed in public, how many of us will still be able to show our face next morning to the world? All these buzrugi and all of that will be trashed in 1 second. I'm not saying there is nobody like that, but for the vast majority of people, if everything that you ever saw was made public, then you will have to find a very small dark hole somewhere in which to crawl and then pull the hole in after you. Because you will not be able to show your face to your family or anybody else. And that's the reality of life for most people, believe me. What then will you and I do on the Day of Judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make public not just every keystroke, not everything you saw, not everything you heard, not everything you spoke, not everything you did, but all of this together? How will you stand? How will I stand? How will we show our face to our children, to our grandchildren, to our spouses, to our parents, to our grandparents, to whoever is there, to all the people in the world who respected us and who thought very highly of us? And then they will say, Wallahi, this is the man. This is the man. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman wa Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did two things. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us He will do this. He didn't leave this as a surprise. You know, suddenly you discover on the day of, oh my God, this is happening. No. Allah told us from day one, this is what will happen. You will be resurrected in the state in which you die. So if you die jiving on the dance floor, that is how you will be resurrected. If you died sitting in a card room playing cards for money, that is how you will be resurrected dealing your cards. If you died in a disco, you will be resurrected in a disco. If you died in sujood, in salah, may Allah grant us that. That is how you will be resurrected in sujood before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The issue is, it is in our hands. How you die, so you will be resurrected in the same state. And how you die is in your hand. Jai waladina amanu. Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. How is it possible? By living like Muslims. There's no other, there's no shortcut. I mean, you can't live like somebody who is not a Muslim and then suddenly expect that your death will be in a state of total and complete purity. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything. That's a different issue. But point is that, logically speaking, we can only die the way we lived. It cannot be two opposite things. So one, Allah told us, you will be resurrected in the state you die. And second thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that this is what will happen to you. You will be exposed. So He told us this right in the beginning. And the second thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu did, because He is Rahman or Rahim of the dunya wal akhirah, is that He gave us the eraser, He gave us the thing to wipe out our history. He left it in our hand. What do you want to see on the day of judgment? Leave that, rest of it wipe out. Unlike in this software, once you wipe it out, it is gone. It will not be brought back, it will not come back to haunt you. Once you wipe it out, it is finished, gone. And Allah gave it to us. You want to be resurrected on the day of judgment in what state? Is in whose hands? Our hands. And what do you want to show to the world? That's in whose hands? Our hands. Our hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He will wipe out our sins in such a way that even the record of that will not be there. The malaika writing it, they will not remember. It will not even be there in the book. There are two things which Allah has mentioned in the Quran. One is where He mentioned that He will forgive the sin. Right? Alhamdulillah, this is good enough for us. But forgive the sin means sin is there, but in the debit account, okay, this is gone. So, but it is still written there. The other one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He will wipe it out clean. It will not, the record itself will not be there. So not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will completely erase the record. So even the record is not there. And this He gave to whom? To us. So as we are living our lives, Allah has given it in our control to decide what we want to see on the day of judgment. Now, in spite of that, if we wake up on the day of judgment and we suddenly find, oh my God, this is there, that is there, then whose fault is it? Our fault. So, what is this eraser, what is it called? Istighfar. Istighfar. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's apology, asking His forgiveness, istighfar. Wa tawbah. The Quran mentions these two in this way. Istighfar wal tawbah. Tawbah is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istighfar is first you feel sorry about what you have done, you make amends. If you have, as far as the sin is concerned, if you hurt somebody, you violated somebody's trust, you violated somebody's rights, you fulfill all of those, you clear all that. Wal tawbah. And then turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning don't do the same thing again. So no matter what happened, no matter what you and I did, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not put a limit to this. Allah did not say, this will work as long as it is 1,000 sins. You know, after that, sorry. No. In one hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that, Allah said, if my slave comes to me without making shirk, and he comes to me with sins which fill the space between the heavens and the earth, I will meet him with forgiveness which is more than that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So come to me with sins means what? Means with istighfar. Not without istighfar. Come to me with sin means what? It means these are my sins. He's bringing to Allah. Ya Allah, this is mine. Please forgive me. So istighfar followed by tawbah. Followed by turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't keep doing the same old stupid thing again and again and again. You keep saying you're sorry, you keep doing it. Allah will forgive and there is no limit to that also. So I'm not trying to, interpret on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously, if somebody is doing something and then he deliberately goes on doing it again and again, that shows the person's sincerity with regard to the istighfar that he made. If you are really sorry, how come you do the same thing again? One can understand when forgetfully something happens, that's a different issue. But deliberately you know something is wrong, you are doing it, and then you make istighfar. No, I am very sorry, I should not. Then you do it again and again. At some point it has to stop. You must tell yourself, I am either serious or not serious. What am I fooling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I joking with Allah? What is the issue? How come I do the same thing over and over again? Right? So this is very important. To make istighfar al-tawbah, very, very important. Finally, I always remember and I keep on mentioning this hadith over and over and over again. And with the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He makes me say this, then inshallah, I ask Him to make us all who hear this be the people who will also experience this inshallah. Where Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will call the slave to Him. And he will be standing in front of him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him. He will say, you did on this day, you did this. And the slave, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding him of what he did. So what can he say? He can't say, no, I'm sorry, I didn't do it. No. He said, yes, Ya Rabbal Allah, I did it. Then Allah will say, on this day you did this. And one by one by one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind the slave about the sins that he or she committed. The number of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. How long this will happen, Allah knows. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then the slave will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbal Alameen, all of this is true. All of this is true. I do not deny any of this. All of this I have committed. But Ya Rab, in the world, you hid all of this. Nobody knew. Nobody knew what I was watching. Nobody knew what I was doing. Nobody knew what I was thinking. Nobody knew all of this. And because you had covered me with your mercy and grace, with your cover, the people respected me. The people loved me. The people honored me. Even though I did not deserve all this, but people did it because they did not know all of this. But now, Ya Rab, in front of all of these people, I have been exposed. And I am destroyed. Because now the people have seen everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the slave, turn around and look. Turn around and look. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he will turn around and he will see there is a curtain. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I covered you in the world and I covered you here. In the world also. No one knew except me. And here also. No one knows except me. Now I forgive you, go into Jannah. Huh? This is my Rab Jalla Jalla. I remind myself in you. But this is Allah. Rahman or Rahim of Dunya wal Akhirah. Let us show our love for Allah by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By never deliberately disobeying Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us always and keep us covered with His mercy and grace. And that's why Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi said, when somebody praises you, remember that they are praising the cover Allah put over you. It is not you. If somebody says something good about you, remember that they are praising the cover which Allah put over you. They don't know you. Alhamdulillah, this is true. Wallahi, this is true. My Rabb Jalla Jalal is witness, this is true. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us covered in this dunya and to keep us covered in the akhirah and to forgive our sins and enter us into Jannah to al-Firdaus wal-Ala bi ghayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.